thanks to Guy Anderson for putting it up on the site there, www.pirateradioatabout.com. And, you know, we've been working here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield for quite some time. And you know what, we're certain that we're going to offer you, if you choose to use this program in your lineup, is that you get to hear a conversation that some black folks have in this country about our circumstances. And most folks haven't had an opportunity to hear a conversation like this because this doesn't help the social order, these kind of conversations. There are certain ways that we have to be portrayed in order that, you know, things be profitable for the folks that seeking the profit thing, you know. So conversations like this have been going on in our community for quite some time. We've brought it to WTRA back in 1987 and been working to develop, you know, the research that will help us be even better at bringing the kind of conversations that's going to help our community, you know, grow in the ways we need to grow. And, you know, it's like, you know, so what you get to hear here is a conversation that some black folks have. I'm not going to make the pretense that all black folks is digging on where we coming from. And this ain't for everybody. But I think it will offer your audience out there an opportunity to hear some things and learn some things from a perspective that they probably never, ever, ever, ever will have a chance to check out. You know what I'm saying? Because most folks, you know, they might talk this way with me or, you know, among black folks, but it ain't the kind of conversation they carry on with white folks because, you know, it make black and white folks very uncomfortable. But that's our work and that's how we do this. So if you, you know, if you can deal with the, you know, the way we bring our conversation non-filtered through the eyes of other folks other than, you know, our elders and ancestors and from the lessons that we've accumulated over time to help us better bring it, then we invite you to share with your audience this program we call the Human Rights Patrol. Again, we want to thank our guy, Anderson, at the website there for putting it out here, making it available. Now, here's how things will basically go for you if you choose to use the program. And there'll be a, and we do more programming. And if you get interested, because during a lot of the programs, we'll talk about, we'll make reference to programs that we've done here over the years at Human Rights Radio. And if you're interested, you know, you can contact us and we can make those programs available because they do got a lot more information than we're ever going to be possibly able to do in a half hour. Again, I haven't done a half hour show in my life until we started this here particular effort here. So, but we've, it's a good thing to be able to come from a 90 minute program to a half hour. It'd be terrible if we had to try to go the other way. So our family here in Springfield is looking forward to sharing our work with you, and you will have an opportunity to experience and learn some things that you may or may not ever have an opportunity to learn, but it, we hopefully our humble effort will inspire you to continue on in your search for what you need to know to help you be what you're supposed to be. Let's see, is there anything else? Oh, okay, here's how things will flow. And in the name of the program, we try to give an idea of what we're going to talk about, though we don't limit, you know, conversation. I haven't learned to do that good in a half hour. I'm going to get better if the creator is willing. Then after that introduction, we'll have a 5 minute and about 45 second song we call the Human Rights Patrol that the creator gave us specifically for this internet program. Okay. And that's done by my daughters, Kanadi and Ebony. The words for this song will be made available at the website that you get this program from, in print. And you can, you know, also download this song and other songs at that website as well if you haven't already learned. That'll be followed by the conversation that we have, which then will be about a total of 22 minutes long, okay? And you know, like I said, you're going to hear a conversation that African people have with African people, and, you know, very few other folks ever get privileged to the conversation. So, you know, we're going to have it anyway. It's you know, always appreciate the opportunity to reach more ears and share with folks where we're coming from. So, you know, then after the 22-minute conversation, then we'll have like about a minute and 40-second African pledge that we do to remind ourselves of our focus and our direction. Again, here we here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield and the Human Rights Radio Network want to welcome all of you to our humble effort. We call it the Human Rights Patrol. And if the creator's willing, this will be the beginning of some of the best stuff we've been able to do and the opportunity to share with others will hopefully, no doubt, inspire us to be about that business of trying to make it that way. All right. Again, it's good to have you all with us and share the information with the people that you are trying to reach and, you know, things that happen for you. What drives human rights is respect for divine law. And the number one law of divine law is what go around, come around. All right. So, you know, that's what we're digging on. And if you're digging on that, or even if you ain't digging on that, that's the real.